The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. We've got Dave Mars with us today from Columbia Water and Light, and we're going to talk about the efficiency of our home cooling system. This has been one hot summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we have, 12, 13, 14, 15 days of 100 degrees plus and 90s and but it's just, it's unreal. The most important thing we need to do is to make sure that our air conditioning system is running efficiently and the ducts are properly sealed, right?
Oh, you bet. We do a lot of on-site visits with people. And, you know, sometimes your furnace will be in the attic. It'll be out in the garage. It can be in your basement. You know, almost anywhere. And we don't want air to blow out around that particular unit because you're not hanging around that area. You're not living in that area. And it's pretty easy to spot these things. You can take your hand, mm-hmm. get it wet, and go around and feel where air might be blowing out.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have a return system where air is pulled into the furnace.
Right.
Well, for the return system, you might use something like a tissue like this and kind of hold it up where there's a spot where you might feel some air coming in. And if it pulls it to there, well, then you know you're pulling in air from that room. So you don't want to pull air from around the furnace, and we don't want to blow air out around the furnace. So some products.
You know what I did down in the basement mm-hmm. before you did it?
Okay.
I have three vents down in the basement. In the summertime, what I do, since I don't want to air condition the basement is cool
right.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
I simply take duct tape
mm-hmm.
and put them over the vents. Mm-hmm. They're on the pipes. I put them over the pipes and around the vents,
mm-hmm.
and that seals it off. Then in the wintertime, I just take the duct tape off.
I keep
the vents closed, and the little bit of warmth that escapes from that is okay because
sure.
it's in the basement.
Basically, rule of thumb, you don't want to close up more than 15% of your duct work.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just going to have to stay in there and not get anywhere. You can't. And the ideal thing is where you have your supply runs,
mm-hmm.
where at the furnace, you should have a damper.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, they would put them in all the time. You could damper that off. Then that way, the air doesn't have to go all the way down and then get obstructed. But it stopped right at the furnace, and it'll be redirected to the rest of the house.
Right. Mine has a damper, but it's computer operated because mm-hmm. it's two floors, and it will shut off the downstairs, send more upstairs when
Very
it's calling
good.
For more cold
Zone
air
system.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
And it.
That's a good system. You know, that way you take the guesswork out of it in a way,
mm-hmm.
and let it do it automatically. But if you go around, you start feeling air blowing around your out your furnace and out some ducts, not just the vents, but the duct line itself.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you can access your duct work too. It's not been finished over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a simple silicone caulk is a real good thing to use. It's stretchable, so you can seal these little fine lines that might be blowing some air,
mm-hmm.
and it looks really nice too if you're concerned about looks. Silicone.
Can you paint over it?
There are some paintable now if you want to. This is
okay.
just a standard rubberized silicone. The key is that you want to expand and contract because your ductwork expands and contracts.
Right.
So what you might do with another kind of caulk, you might crack, when it gets to be wintertime and you're heating the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing that's really kind of curious, let me get a shot of this or not, this is duct sealant.
Duct sealant. Now,
yes.
if you're listening on the radio, when you are out of the car and you can go to a computer, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows and then Radio Friends, and you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Air duct sealant. And this is what?
And this is just one brand of it, too. There's probably a few more out there, but I picked this up today. This is like caulking plus paint. So it's thicker than paint, but it's not quite as thick as caulking. And what you do with this is that you can paint it, you can take your hand and smear it, or you can take a scraper and apply it to where you might have duct work. And this stuff is really great. Say you have flex duct. It's insulated flex duct, and it's got the foil.
I know what you're talking
about. And you put that onto a metal boot, they call it. Well, ideally what you do is you'd cover the boot first with this mastic. Then you'd put your insulated duct work over that and kind of squish it into it. Then put your strapping on it nice and tight. And then you can actually seal the edge where the fiberglass is showing. So no air is going to blow out that area. So you can totally seal your ductwork with any little where you have ductwork fitting together. You might be a little small line there. Yeah. You might have a thing is going on, but you can take this and really smear it on there and do it real good. So it's a little easier to use than the caulk gun is.
I've got that. What do you call that ductwork?
The returner supplies.
No. It's a flexible ductwork.
Flex duct.
Mm-hmm. I think I've got some of that up in the attic that runs to the upstairs bedroom. I need to check that and put this air duct sealant
on. Well, we've got insulation over it now. You might not want to be wading through all that. But in situations, it's just that this is very flexible. It's made for duct sealing per se. Mm-hmm. Now, the other one, this is my favorite. This is called metallized aluminum tape. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like called duct tape, but it's actually true duct tape because it actually has a better adhesive to it and will last a lot longer. Paul, I don't know how many times I can find open filter slots in these furnaces, meaning that where you put the filter in, it's really easy access, you know, and you put the filter in and out. Air is being pulled in there like crazy, for the fan is right there. So next time that's in the basement, I've seen some in the attics. They're pulling in hot air from the attic into that filter slot. Some of the furnaces have a metal cover on them. You know, that's the more professional model. But some are just, you know, well, here's a slot. You know, here's your filter. Take it in and out.
But, yes, okay. So if you have a metal cover on it, mine has a metal cover. And my filter is a big, thick filter.
Sure.
Okay, it's kind of like an accordion, big, thick thing. Should you cover that metal cover that's on there,
No, that's a more professional model that you have. I'm just talking where they take, like, metal ductwork and they leave you about a 2-inch gap and you slide a filter in there and they leave it open.
Okay.
Yours has got a cover on that,
right.
too.
Yeah, it's on the furnace itself.
Yours is in good shape. But a lot of them, I mean, there's some in attics and stuff, and they're just pulling in this 130-degree air, and then you're trying to cool that air and deliver it to the inside. So check that out. Make sure. It escapes a lot of people to go, well, yeah, I think that filter is open up there. And while we're talking filters, please check your filter. I ran to a home the other day where people lived there 8 years.
And they hadn't changed the filter?
They had two furnaces, right? One downstairs and one in the attic. And the lady says, well, I know we got two air conditioners. So where's the other furnace? She says, what other furnace? I said, oh, so we went up in the attic. And lucky they had a cover in their filter, but the filter itself totally plugged up. So we were able to wash it off and put it back in. So it can really escape the most intelligent people that, hey, it's time to change your filter, too.
Yeah, you should change the filter on a regular basis.
And now, with all the air conditioner running a lot more, you want to check that more frequently.
Okay. All right. For more information on this, they can contact you where?
Columbia Water and Light.
Mm-hmm. Columbia Water and Light. You can go online to gocolumbiamo.com, and then you can go to...
ask for energy questions, and it'll get to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is there a phone number they can call?
874-7325.
Hi, Dave Mars here. Well, not really. No, that's the way it used to answer for Dave Mars, and I like that, but it's changed. Thank you, Dave, for coming.
Paul, thank you.
Pleasure having you here. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Watch this program so you can see what he's talking about. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.